Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Latest crop progress numbers out showing some stability right now and current good to excellent rating levels in the major crops. U.S. corn crop at 64% in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. Soybeans at 61% good to excellent shape, down 1 point from a week ago. Cotton now 38% good to excellent shape, down 1 point from a week ago. And sorghum 35% in good to excellent shape, down from 40% a week ago. Pasture range ratings, meanwhile, are at 26% in good to excellent shape. That's down 2 points from a week ago. We're seeing further slides, pasture range ratings in our part of the world. Oklahoma now, 30% in good to excellent shape, down from 37% a week ago. Kansas at 34%, down from 41% a week ago. So both states down 7 percentage points on the pasture range ratings. Texas unchanged on the good to excellent rating, good at 2%, same as a week ago. But the poor to very poor rating on Texas now up to 85%. Poor to very poor. That's a 2-point increase on that poor to very poor rating. Worst in the country. Some other spots, though, not looking all that great either, though. Arkansas, for example, 62% in poor to very poor shape. Nebraska, 48% poor to very poor. Missouri, 41% poor to very poor on their pasture range ratings. This coming Friday, USDA will be released the regular monthly cattle on feed report, and also they'll have the national estimates of cattle inventories for mid-year. The focus, certainly, according to Dr. Darrell Peel, will be on the female side of the industry in terms of how much beef cow herd liquidation has occurred and how much more is ahead. Dr. Peel says what we know now is how much female slaughter has already occurred. Beef cow slaughter is up 14.5% year over year in the first half of 2022. This follows a 9% increase in beef cow slaughter last year. The beef cow herd inventory is likely to be down by 2.5% to 3% in the mid-year inventory that comes out this Friday. That would be a July 1st beef cow inventory that's the smallest since 2015 or earlier. Fed cattle slaughter is up by 0.6% year over year in the first half of the year. However, Fed's steer slaughter is down 1.5%. Fed heifer slaughter is up 3.8% year over year. Reduced heifer slaughter retention may lead to a decrease in the beef replacement heifer inventory of 2.5% or more. And that's pointing to a significant beef cow herd liquidation number in the January 2023 cattle inventory report. You've got farm news on Ron.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against striped rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.